that our major purpose on Earth is that of developing wisdom through struggle and self-discipline.
Do not pray for easy lives. Pray to be stronger men.
Here's something I want you to keep in mind. Life is a fight for territory. It's a fight for territory. It's hard to keep the spirit up. It's hard. Where you need to refuel and replenish yourself mentally and emotionally and spiritually, and you got a battle in your home base. It's hard. I can tell you from my experience, it's worth it.
Train your butt off. Push yourself as hard as you can.
I think my mental state more than anything else has changed even more than my physical state. Because, I feel like almost like a monk.
I believe that every human being has a set of priorities that they live their life by. It's what they are inspired to get up in the morning and do. And whenever they do that, they have fulfillment.
It doesn't matter how many times you fail. It doesn't matter how many times people tell you that you can't do it. It doesn't matter if you don't have a dime in the bank. You will fail your way to success. What's very important is, do you really want to win? This is what I know. There's always a way to win. There just is always a way to win. And your job is to find it.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
This world full of conformity. I dare you to be different. I dare you to stand out. I dare you to stand tall. To stand firm. I dare you to walk in the direction you know is right for you. The direction you know is right. Full stop. I dare you. In this world full of followers, I dare you to be a leader, an innovator, a game changer. I dare you to stop following the crowds. Stop following trends. Stop listening to rubbish advice and instead follow your intuition. Open your eyes. See through the BS. I dare you to be different. In this world full of sheep, I dare you to be a lion. To get out there and hunt your goals. Not to wait for things to happen, to make things happen. To get hungry for a life less than ordinary. To get hungry for growth. To get hungry for magic. Do you want an average life or a magic life? In this world that is asleep, I dare you to be different. I dare you to dream. I dare you to dream bigger. Bigger than they told you was possible for your life. In this world full of lazy, uninspired people, I dare you to be different. I dare you to talk less and work more. I dare you to take action on everything you've been wanting to do. Everything you want to achieve. Go get it. Go all in for your goal. Sacrifice for your dream. In this world of greed, I dare you to be different. I dare you to stand up for what is right. To think of others with the same care as yourself. To do what is right first. Before profit. Before achievement. Before everything. Let's call it integrity. In this world of blindness, I dare you to open your eyes and see. Take a good look around. Become self-aware. Aware of your strengths. Aware of all the things you need to work on. Take responsibility for where you are and accept the challenge to get where you must go. Are you prepared to fight for your dream life? I dare you to be different. I dare you.
It used to impress me when somebody had the faith to start something. Now what impresses me is somebody who has the fortitude to finish it.
At some point in your life, drama gonna come and meet you in your face, mess with you, and try to get you to quit doing what you're doing.
There's times in your life when things gonna happen that you've got to begin to put your dream on hold. It's called life.
Things aren't always going to work out, and things aren't always going to go your way. You actually have to make them go your way. You have to make them work out.
You have to suck it up and handle it. That's what it's called, being a risk taker, walking by faith and not by sight. Stuff happens to you.
And just when it seems impossible to hold on, that's the time to hold on.
You will fail your way to success. You will fail your way to success. It doesn't matter how many times you fail. It doesn't matter how many times people tell you that you can't do it. It doesn't matter if you don't have a dime in the bank. You will fail your way to success.
Fall down, get back up again. Fall down, get back up again. Fall down, get back up again. That's how you win.
Don't you quit. I don't care how many times you fall. Get yourself up, bust yourself off, and try it again.
You got to man up. Sometimes you got to say it with your chest. I ain't gonna quit. I ain't gonna give up. I'm the head and not the tail. I will be successful. I have an extraordinary mind. I have an amazing determination. And in the end, I'm gonna have the victory.
See, when you make a commitment, I'm going to become wealthy. When you make it important, when you decide I'm going to do it no matter what, life changes for you. See, most people don't keep their commitments to their commitments. That's why they lead lives of poverty, lives of misery, lives of unhappiness. So part of what you must do, whatever commitment that you make, keep your commitment to your commitment. No matter what, if it's hard, then do it hard. But keep your commitment to your commitment. Make no your vitamin. Get excited about the no. Why? Because every time someone says no, that brings you another step to a yes. You're getting closer. Trust me, you will win if you don't quit.
Show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Unless you want average in America, married, 2.4 kids with 1.5 dogs. But I can guarantee you, you will never achieve anything greater than your highest aspiration. If you want a million, you'll make a million, not a million five. If you want 10 million, 100 million, and you'll never exceed that. If you change a billion lives, that's a formula to become a billionaire and change the world.
Time costs lives. Show me your friends and I'll show you your future. You want to know why you're all f***ed up? Just look at the bums you hang around with. I do what you don't want to do, that you know that you got to do to be where you want to be.
Keep going because there's people that don't want to see you succeed. Keep going because you want to prove those people wrong. You want to knock the naysayers down. You want to make them your footstool.
I wish I could tell you that if you just keep going, it's going to get lighter. But that's not the truth. The truth is you got to find something within.
I'm telling you to keep going when you face opposition. I'm telling you to keep going when you face adversity. I'm telling you to keep going because
it's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money, when all your energy gone, when you have nothing left, that's when it's showtime. When you find a way out of no way, when you find breath that you don't have, when you find energy that did not exist, when you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way.
If you look at anyone that's happy or successful in life, it's because they know how to keep fear in check. When you want something new and fear pipes up and tells you you can't have it, you've got to say, yes, I can. When you want to try something new and fear pipes up and tells you you shouldn't do it, you've got to say, yes, I should. When you want to go somewhere new or be with someone new and fear pipes up and says you won't do it, you've got to say, yes, I will.
You got to find something within, and that's got to push you, and that's got to elevate you, and that's got to drive you, and that's got to move you.
You were created to reach your destiny. You have the power and the ability to reach your destiny. So keep going because
I can't quit. I can't stop. I can't get tired. I can't give up. I can't give in. My mama counting on me. My wife is counting on me. Listen to me. When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, when you ain't got nothing left in your tank, you got to think about the people in your life that you're doing this for. And then if you can think about them, you can go one more mile. You can go one more day at work.
Keep going because you're recreating history and leaving a legacy.
But we must keep moving. We must keep going. If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
Once you come face to face with who you are, you have a starting point. All right, I'm not real smart. I have no nothing. Nothing. That's my starting point. Now we can move from there. But if I tell myself I'm strong, I have courage, I'm smart, and all these are lies, you continuously push that starting point backwards. So that starting point is the truth. I talked to this one kid the other day. College is kicking my ass. I said, what are you gazing that off of? I go, are you trying? He goes, yeah, I'm trying my ass off. I'm studying hard. I go, what are you gauging trying hard off of? Well, in high school, I didn't have to try at all, and I made great grades. In college, I'm trying hard. You're trying hard compared to what you did in high school, which was it came easy to you. So your reality is something that you created off of something easy. So you trying hard is 2 hours of studying. I'm gonna tell you a difference in trying hard and trying hard. Trying hard is something in your mind just doesn't stop, where you know 2 hours isn't enough. So it's all about, you know, reality and what you're basing things off of. What is in us, we have no idea until we start trying hard. And I mean really trying hard, where you're obsessed with, hey, this is my new norm. My new norm is that, wow, this isn't always fun. And that's when you know you're trying hard. When you quit, your mind says we're done. So it doesn't expand. There's no expansion. When you say, this sucks, I'm drowning, I'm miserable, I'm suffering, I'm broken, but I'm not going anywhere. He's not leaving. So we gotta expand. We gotta grow. We gotta figure this thing out. And then you start to engage parts of your mind that you never engaged before. But you can't engage it talking about what I wanna do. I can't get this paragraph. I can't remember what's in this paragraph to pass this test. Read again. Still not getting it. Read again. But if not getting it, write it out. And that's how I started learning. Okay, well, I can't. I gotta write out everything I do. And then write it out again. And write it out again. And guess what happened? I got it. I got it. I realized if I keep going back and going back and going back until the just becomes, your mind will say, okay, we're gonna figure it out. Because he is not going to stop. The voice in my head said, you know what, man? You're gonna die never even trying to reach your full potential. And how's that gonna feel?
Determined. Where a man or a woman is made. The journey. The places where you bury loved ones. And you gotta keep going on without it. The journey. The moment when you get that phone call. When you've been going to interviews for months and months and months. And they give you that call back and they say, I'm sorry. Didn't have what we were looking for. It's somebody out there right now. It's somebody out there talking about quitting right now. And I want you to look me in my eyes and listen to me. You are special. No matter if you have a degree, no matter if you work at McDonald's, you are special. Your gifts. Your special gifts, you were born with them. That's where you will find the greatness. The journey. I need you to understand this. It's you versus you. Your dream versus the world. Don't let them stop it. Let them see it. Let them see the shine. Some gonna fail tests, some gonna lose family members. But what not? Keep chasing. The dream that hunts you. The dream that bites and eats at your soul. Because this is the only thing you wanna do. But just like when coach used to say, keep running. I can hear him now, he said, keep running, Will. Keep running, I know you're tired. Keep running. You want that degree? Keep running. You want that high school diploma? Keep running. You want to save your mama in projects? Keep running. You want a beautiful life? Keep running. Let them watch you rise like the phoenix and become one of the greatest this world has ever seen. I ran towards my dreams because I understood that if I do not make it, my family dies in this pit ahead.
But the only way I can start running is when I realize that it was me versus me. Not him versus me, or her versus me, or them versus me. It was me versus me. Stop paying attention to the man that's already 100 miles ahead of you. And focus on your next step. Put your crown on and become a king. Put your crown on and stop asking for other people to make you great. And you take it. And no, this will not be given to you. This will not just be handed to you. You're going to have to take it. No, not with force or power, but I'm talking about your pure work ethic. I'm talking about relentless effort. I'm talking about that ordinary man outworking the so-called extraordinary man. Put your crown on.
How many times have you heard that you can't do this, you can't do that, and it has never been done before? Just imagine if Bill Gates had quit when people said it can't be done. I hear this all the time. As a matter of fact, I love it when someone says that no one has ever done this before, because then when I do it, that means that I'm the first one that has done it. And I said to my family, I want to be a bodybuilding champion. Now you can imagine how that went over in my home in Austria. My parents, they couldn't believe it. They would have been just happy if I would have become a police officer like my father, or married someone like Heidi, who had a bunch of kids and ran around like the Von Trapp family in Sound of Music. That's what my family had in mind for me. But something else burned inside me. Something burned inside me. I wanted to be different. I was determined to be unique. I was driven to think big and to dream big. Everyone else thought that I was crazy. My friend said, if you want to be a champion in a sport, why don't you go and become a bicycle champion or a skiing champion or soccer champion? Those are the Austrian sports. But I didn't care. I wanted to be a bodybuilding champion and use that to come to America and use that to go into the movies and make millions of dollars. So pay no attention to the people that say it can't be done. After all, I remember that after I was finished with my bodybuilding career, I wanted to get into acting and I wanted to be a star in films. You can imagine what the agent said when I went to meet all those agents. Everyone had the same line that it can't be done. The rules are different here. He says, look at your body. You have this huge, monstrous body, overly developed, that doesn't fit into the movies. You don't understand. This was 20 years ago, the Hercules movies. Now there is the little guys that are in, Dustin Hoffman, Woody Allen, Jack Nicholson. And the agent also complained about my accent. He says, no one ever became a star with an accent like that, especially not with a German accent. And yes, I can imagine with your name, Arnold Schwarzenschnitzel or whatever the name is, on a billboard. Yeah, that's going to draw a lot of tickets and sell a lot of tickets. Yeah, right. So this is the kind of negative attitude they had, but I didn't listen to those rules. Even though they were very nice and they said, look, we can get you some bit parts. We can get you to be, playing a wrestler or a bouncer. Oh, maybe with your German accent, we can get you to be a Nazi officer in Hogan's Heroes or something like that. But, I didn't listen to all this. These were their rules, not my rules. I was convinced I could do it, that if I worked as hard as I did in bodybuilding, 5 hours a day, and I started getting to work, I started taking acting classes, took English classes, took speech classes, dialogue classes, accent removal classes I even took. And finally, I broke through. I broke through and I started getting the first parts in TV, Streets of San Francisco. Lucille Ball hired me. I made Pumping Iron, Stay Hungry, and then I got the big break in Conan the Barbarian. And there the director said, if we wouldn't have Schwarzenegger, we would have to build one. Now think about that. And then when I did Terminator, I'll be back. Became one of the most famous lines in the movie history, all because of my crazy accent. Now think about it, the things that the agent said will be totally a detriment and will be impossible for me to get a job, all of a sudden became an asset for me. All of those things, my accent, my body and everything. So it just shows you, never listen that you can't do something. And you have to work your way up, of course, run for something else first. I mean, it was the same when I ran for governor. The same lines that you have to work your way up, it can't be done. And then, of course, I ran for governor, and the rest, of course, is history. They said you have to start with a small job as mayor, and then as assemblyman, and then as lieutenant governor, and then as governor. And they said, that's the way it works in a political career. I said, I'm not interested in a political career. I want to be a public servant. I want to fix California's problems and bring people together and bring the parties together. So, like I said, I decided to run. I didn't pay attention to the rules, and I made it, and the rest is history. People ask me all the time, they say to me, what is the secret to success? So many young people are getting so much advice from their parents and from the teachers and from everyone. But what is most important is that you have to dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. And I'm talking about not what your parents and teachers want you to be, but you. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. No matter how crazy it may sound to the people. I spent a lot of time by myself so I could figure out and listen to what is inside my heart and inside my head. Something burned inside me. I wanted to be different. I was determined to be unique. I was driven to think big and to dream big. I always wanted to be very intense. I always wanted to be number one. I took it very seriously in my career. And so this intensity always paid off for me. This commitment always paid off for me. I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. I didn't want to just be a movie star. I wanted to be a great movie star that's the highest paid movie star and have above the title billing. I mean, how many times have you heard that you can't do this, and you can't do that, and it has never been done before? I hear this all the time. I was told to my face, you're nothing but a giant muscle. You can't act. You have no future, and you have an accent that is laughable. That just shows you again so much for it can't be done. This is why I try to tell you, anything and everything can be done if you can visualize it, if you believe in yourself. You're going to find the naysayers in every turn that you make. Don't listen. Just visualize your goal. Know exactly where you want to go. Trust yourself. So pay no attention to the people that say it can't be done. Trust yourself no matter how, what anyone else thinks. What is the point of being on this earth if all you want to do is be liked by everyone and avoid trouble? We have so many rules in life about everything. The only way that I ever got any place was by breaking some of the rules. It is impossible to be a maverick or a true original if you're too well behaved and don't want to break the rules. You have to think outside the box. Now, of course, this journey is not going to be without any setbacks, failures, or disappointments. That's just the way life is. Don't be afraid to fail. You can't always win, but don't be afraid of making decisions. You can't be paralyzed by fear or failure, or you will never push yourself. You keep pushing because you believe in yourself and in your vision, and you know that it is the right thing to do, and success will come, so don't be afraid to fail. I always believe leaving no stone unturned. That's what makes you a champion. When you're out there partying, horsing around, someone out there at the same time is working hard. Someone is getting smarter and someone is winning. You never want to fail because you didn't work hard enough. But if you want to win, there's absolutely no way around hard, hard work. No pain, no gain. Whatever path that you take in your lives, you must always find time to give something back. Something back to your community, give something back to your state or to your country. Tear down that mirror. Tear down that mirror that makes you always look at yourself. And you will be able to look beyond that mirror and you will see the millions of people that need your help. Reaching out and helping people will bring you more satisfaction than anything else you've ever done. Trust yourself, break some rules, don't be afraid to fail, ignore the naysayers, work like hell, and give something back. I remember my mother-in-law, Eunice Kennedy Shriver, when she started Special Olympics in 1968, people said that it would not work. The experts, the doctors that specialized in mental disabilities and mental retardation said it can't be done. You can't bring people out of the institution. You can't make them participate in sports and jumping and swimming and in running. They will hurt themselves. They will hurt each other. They will drown in the pool. But let me tell you something. Now, 40 years later, Special Olympics is one of the greatest organizations in 164 countries dedicated to people with mental disabilities and with intellectual challenge, And she did not take no for an answer. And the same is when you look at Barack Obama. I mean, imagine if he would have listened. If he would have listened to the naysayers, he would have never run for president. People said it couldn't be done, that he couldn't get elected, that he couldn't beat Hillary Clinton, that he would never win the general election. But he followed his own heart, he didn't listen to the you can't, and he changed the course of American history. So over and over you see that if I would have listened to the naysayers, I would still be in the Austrian Alps yodeling. I would never have come to America. I would have never met my wonderful wife, Maria Shriver. I would have never had the wonderful four kids. I would have never done Terminator, and I wouldn't be standing here in front of you today as governor of the greatest state of the greatest country in the world. So I never listened that you can't. I always listened to myself and said, yes, you can.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.